Right here, it's another podcast, same day. We're sitting here with James Fields. Yeah. What up, James?
What up? What up, Eddie?
Nothing. Just checking out this podcast. Interested about your life.
So glad to be here on the Eddie podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. So how did you steal stuff from the place you used to work for before?
Loved it. So nerve wracking. That's why I'm like,
loved
man,
it. Loved it.
I'm shaking up.
No, seriously. So
what are you talking about?
Tell our listeners your journey. Man. Tell us our your journey as a tattooer.
As a tattooer, well, fuck.
From the beginning.
From
the time I bought like the first Amazon kit and shit.
From us, huh?
I saw a text.
I saw an old text.
I won a contest from you guys from Element.
Long time ago.
And I won a stealth rotary. Yeah, I still have that shit too. And I haven't used it, but I don't even know how it works. But yeah, I have that. But even before that, you know. Just like most people feel, start out like Amazon kits. Just some bullshit kits off of Amazon, you know. And then even plus then, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. So just tattooing at home by myself was really frustrating, dude, because there's only so much you can learn by yourself, you know what I mean?
No, I don't. Well, I've never tattooed on myself.
Oh, well, I'm just telling you that. Nah, but I mean... After that,
so frustrating.
It is, dude. Because right. I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Wait, what's frustrating?
You, like I said, you could only learn so much by yourself without like someone who's already been there
to tell you.
You know, like I thought I knew what I was doing just from like the whatever fucking videos I was watching off of YouTube. I don't fucking know. But it wasn't helping. You know what I mean? So at that point, I stopped and decided it was time to get an apprenticeship, man. And here I am.
Who gave you the apprenticeship?
I
definitely didn't.
Nah. So, yeah, on the day of, I almost went. Yeah, I went to a bunch of shops in Orange County. And then, you know, the last stop on the way home was Orange, OC Tattoo. And then I talked to Beto.
Beto's name.
Beto from OC Tattoo. Yeah. He basically pushed it. So, you know, I got him to thank, obviously, you too, Eddie. But, I mean, you know. You were like, it doesn't even matter. And he was like, basically, I don't give a fuck. I don't have to be there. Just go to the shop. And, you know, if they like you, they like you. And, yeah, man.
There.
All right. But, yeah, yeah.
Continuing.
OC Tattoo. Here I am. Apprentice at OC Tattoo and not even, like, first year tattooer at OC Tattoo.
Tell us the stories about how you're about to get fired.
I mean, I don't even know. I know...
How long have you been an apprentice at OC?
Before you guys, I mean, technically, I'm still like half an apprentice.
Say a year, correct, right?
Yeah, we'll just say a solid year.
So how many times have I talked to you in that year?
I'll say like maybe like 3-4.
Until the time I talked to you about you're going to get fired, fool.
Yeah, at the bowling alley.
At the bowling
alley. Yeah.
Shop outing.
At the shop outing at the bowling alley.
Yeah, guys, we do shop outings. They're called...
Spoutings.
Yeah, they're called spoutings. Drunken outings.
This is comedy, dude.
That talk was very,
very fucking.
I didn't give a shit.
I fucking do, obviously.
That's what I wanted to see.
It was eye opening for me, obviously. And then even before that, Patrick was already telling me about it, too, you know?
Who's Patrick?
The shop manager? New shop manager.
Wait. He told you, hey, something's going to come up.
He was like, hey, like, you're fucking thinking you're the shit, basically, and you're not, and your ego's just way too high, and you're doing shit you're not supposed to right now, because you're, you know, you're getting a little too comfortable, this and that, and he's like, just fucking level it down, basically. We had, like, a whole, like, half-hour conversation about it, and he was like,
make out and stuff?
Yeah, we made out, you know what I mean?
I heard he has soft lips.
No, we definitely did. Yeah, Patrick.
I'm kidding. I'm getting this, man. It's a three-person interview.
Well, yeah, man. I know.
We got to do it.
Might as well get in here now, shit.
And then the bowling alley incident.
And then I was like, hey, should I tell, like...
Because I tried to talk to you before that, and it didn't get to your head.
I don't even remember.
What was the outing? There was another outing I tried to talk to you. You didn't get in your head. And that actual outing was the day I was going to say, you know what, get the F out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember that night clearly. I was wondering where you guys went. Is that where you guys had to talk?
I don't know.
It was in Irvine.
Was it Irvine?
Tustin.
Tustin.
Where did we go?
The great bowling city
alley.
Tustin.
The bowling alley. Yeah. That's where you talked to me. Oh, that's where you were
I was wondering when.
No, that was the day I'm like, you're allowed to go.
Out of here. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit was scary, dude.
And then,
because I almost knew it was coming, you know what I mean? Like,
I feel like that every day. Eddie texts me or calls me that he's gonna.
I don't know when this guy's in a, when Eddie's in a mood, like you can fucking tell.
That's
like,
what me and Patrick said every time he calls us.
When I'm in the mood,
you can feel the energy, dude.
Shop, we feel like every time he calls us, we're like, oh,
nah,
man,
because
we're in
like to me, like normal Eddie, like you're always talking whatever.
You mean drunk?
Nah, I don't know about that.
Because that's what Mondo says. I like drunk Eddie.
That's fun, Eddie.
I like drunk Eddie too.
That's fun, Eddie. But, nah, you could always tell when, like, something's on your mind, you know what I mean? Or, like, just when you're too busy or just don't give a fuck or whatever.
Bugs the shit out of me.
Yeah.
When shit just itches me.
Yeah,
itches
dude.
Me, itches me.
That shit was scary, man.
I don't even like doing that to my kids, that 1, 2, 3, but I do it to you guys.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, last night I was just like, no, there is no 1, 2, 3, 4. Give me that now. He's like, stop. Done.
Yeah.
Easy, easy. Japanese-y. Easy peasy Japanese-y.
Filigreasy.
Filigreasy. Yeah. And I give the shop a different attitude. But business is business, family is family.
Right.
Yeah, you shaped up considerably.
I don't know. You just gotta be straightforward with me, I guess. I don't know, fuck. Just gotta tell me how it is.
Well, no, Patrizzi does.
Yeah, well, either one.
Because the rule of thumb, you know how it works, right?
No, what do you mean?
When I get a phone call, you're fired. There is no. Let me talk to Eddie.
Yeah.
No, you talk to Patrick.
I've heard about that from other artists that got fired.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a phone call and boom.
Yeah, because Sang took a lot of heat. He did. He did. He took it.
Sang was really lenient.
And he's
too.
Super nice.
He's super lenient.
He took a lot of heat.
1,000 chances.
James. What's up?
If he comes in and says you're fired, that means you're really fired.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Because I don't want to talk to you.
See this beanie?
Special Forces.
Yeah.
What? Special Forces?
Yeah.
What is Special Forces?
Hey, you know you're on a podcast?
Dada, but what is Special Forces?
Special Forces, the Army or the Navy or Marines. You know you're on a podcast, Eddie?
No.
Yeah. Say hello, podcast world.
Say it.
Say it. Just say it.
They all want to meet you. They all want to hear you.
Tell them your name and how old you are. Okay. And then what? What is your style of tattooing?
I'm still finding it.
Still finding it?
Yeah. I like to do...
Rotaries or coils?
The only thing I know is
big question.
Rotaries. Yeah.
Are you loyal or you're not disloyal?
I don't know yet. I've been using up coils to know.
Do you even know how to use a coil?
Not as much as you guys.
Right.
I don't. Yeah.
Do you even know what a coil is?
A tattoo machine, not a rotary. The opposite of a rotary.
No, a coil is a coil. A coil tattoo machine.
Oh.
A coil tattoo machine.
Daddy and Jane, come here.
Not yet. We're doing an interview right now. 2 minutes, okay? Don't do that. Don't do that lip. Don't do that lip.
The lip.
Don't do the lip. Don't do the lip.
The infamous lip.
Yeah, so where do you see yourself 10 years from now?
10 years from now? Dude, honestly, I'll probably still be at fucking OC Tattoo.
Really?
If not...
Your own shop.
If not my own shop.
Within
like 8 years.
That's my goal for everybody at... OC.
I say like 8 to 10.
And I always tell you guys, I don't know if you hear it. I always tell you guys.
Yeah, that's why you got mad at Ben, right? Well, then I didn't get mad.
I got sad.
Yeah, dude.
Because it was like.
That's what I was telling you, Ben.
It was sad. Like, man, like, even a little hole in the wall would be great.
Yeah.
Like, I just got sad because I was excited. It was like sweet and sour.
Right.
Buying my lottery tickets. I got some news for you. It was like, you can open up shop. He's like, nah. I was like, But it's all good, Ben. It's all good. But that's, when I see someone leaving OC, besides me firing them, I want to see them move to a new show. Electra, she got let go. Yeah. But she's with Edgar, and she opened up a shop, yeah, which is great.
Yeah,
I'm still down.
Yeah, great location.
Yeah, still down. But like, if someone wants to leave, I just want my hair. Let me help you out, because it ain't easy. It ain't easy as everyone thinks. As everyone thinks it's easy, it's not.
A struggle.
It doesn't sound easy.
It's not. You find a spot, you get rent, you get an artist. Yeah. You have a lot.
I mean, you're talking about permits, inspection,
insurance, everything.
You have to deal with the city.
Everything. I'm just fortunate that I have friends in the city.
Yeah, that's good.
That's. I'm very grateful about that. So in 8 to 10 years, you're gonna be with OC or
having my own shop. Yeah,
maybe we take over a shop near us. That's what I want.
Yeah, like, hopefully.
I'm looking at two shops I want to take over.
And sister the shops, right?
Hmm?
They have like sister.
Well,
shops.
I offered that to Arnold, but he didn't. But he went and did his thing, and then he said, "I'm gonna open up Electric Tiger."
Right.
He's still like a sister shop, but it's more like his own. Like, I would love it. I would love it. It's like a franchise thing. I'll sponsor it and I'll supply it. Same thing, because I'm part owner. So the owner, put it in with you. Daddy, yeah, I'm co-owner. I'll put it in with you. Yeah, like, let's do it.
Somebody do this to me.
And then all the artists can just revolve if they want. Oh, man. Say, for example, you open up a shop. Oh, man, I don't have any employees. Hey, some of my guys are over there. Go for it. Like that. Or say all three of us, or three of you guys have a shop. Two of you guys have a shop. He's one way, he's another way. I'm headquarters.
James,
oh, yeah, we can send somebody else.
Look at my dad.
And I have a lot of offers for people that want to get tattooed, that want to work. I just can't take them. Look at, we're squeezing in like Sarah. Squeezed in with Jose. I'm squeezed in with Wong. Like,
we have two guest spotters at the end of this month.
Yeah, we got guest spotters. It's like, man.
Two big, good guest spotters.
It's fun, but, man. If there was more sister stations,
Daddy,
sister shops. No.
Get down.
You want some robot? Yeah, if there was more sister shops, it'd be cool. Cause hey, go work over there for like 2 days out of the week. You can come back. Go work over there. And then whoever's owner's like, yeah, it's making money. So what do you prefer, color or black and gray?
Like I said, I can't tell you, dude. Every time I do color, I have fun and I really enjoy it, like, more and more. And then every time I do black and gray, I learn, like, something else maybe, or just the same. Yeah. Have the same amount of fun with it. And, like, you know, I've been drawing, like, portraits and shit black and gray my whole life. So that's what I wanted to get into as far as black and gray goes, realism and, like, portraits, whatever. But on the flip side and totally opposite end of the scale, like, I like doing, you know, like, neo-traditional or just anime, cartoony, solid color, bold line type stuff, you know? So maybe I just do both. You know what I mean? Everybody's telling me to pick one.
But nah, don't pick one.
Yeah, I was saying, like, why can't I just fucking
do
both?
Don't be typecast like me.
Okay.
Like, honestly, like everyone's thinking, oh, yeah, portraits. You gotta, like, I do portraits back in the days. Yeah. I've done lettering back in the days. I've done tribal back in the days.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, you know, whatever. I've done Celtic art, freehand Celtic art, dragon full sleeves, all Celtic, and that was when Celtic was in. I've done every realm of tattooing, but the pictures I show is just, like, that's what I show, so it's like, but back then, it wasn't digital, it was 35 millimeters, so every picture was like a hit or miss. You either get that picture, or you don't.
Okay.
It was rough. Now it's like, you get your iPhone. Oh, let me take a new one.
Yes.
Filters.
Oh, let me take a new one. Yeah, back then it was like, it's like, and then you gotta take
that's it
to
it.
Like,
that's it.
To like a Kodak place.
Is it date and time on
it? Yeah, everything. It was rough, man. It was rough. But yeah.
They might even fuck up the picture after they.
Yeah. But I'm fine with.
Develop it.
I'm fine with where I'm typecasted. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
It doesn't really hurt me. I don't really care.
Which is
what, like, Japanese? Yeah, and honestly, I wanted to do the cholo stuff.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I wanted to do the lowrider cholo.
Yeah.
That Chicano shit.
But you went to Japan, too, and studied there? I mean, tattooed there, too, as well, right?
I studied there. I went there, but I wanted to do a Japanese stuff, and they wanted me to do cholo stuff. And I'm like, it messed me up. It messed everything up. Can you guys give me a second? How about you guys talk about
life? Okay, cool, yeah. All right. So, I guess he's taking a break with his son, and me and James are still on.
Yep.
It's 11:58 right now.
that 11.
Yeah, wait, me and James are good friends.
No, it's only 8 o'clock. What the
fuck? We're the clowns of the shop. Me, James, usually Mondo, but we like to jump around.
You said 11:58.
11:58 on the time.
Oh, okay.
So what? Tomorrow's a new day?
Tomorrow's a new day.
I'm off.
You're off tomorrow? Yep. But you know what? It's never an off day. On off days, we draw.
I do got to actually...
We paint.
Draw a lot.
We do a lot of art.
Business is picking up.
Business is picking up. Yeah.
No. Don't ever say that.
Oh, sorry.
Don't ever say that.
Business is not picking up.
My motto is business is never picking up and business is never good.
It's so goddamn slow.
Yeah, because Jesus. The way I feel is it can always get better.
It could be busier.
Always get better.
Yeah. Always get better.
Yeah.
It should be better. That's true. And that's why people ask me, like, how's business? I say slow.
It's just always slow.
It's always slow.
Yeah.
Always slow because if you say, oh, it's great, oh, then you can't, you go under, like, oh, you're good.
Yeah,
you
don't
plateau.
Yeah, you plateau. Yeah. Like, no,
it's slow. That's true.
You're doing 20 tattoos that day. Slow.
Yeah. All right.
It's slow.
I guess it's busier than it's been.
So what other shops are you planning? I wish you'd take over a couple more shops. That'd be rad.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm planning to.
Mm-hmm. Making moves?
Mm-hmm. I'm planning to, but my way of looking at it is like this. Do you ever have a good place to eat? Not out of state, but in Orange County.
Like a local spot you go to often?
That's far.
Yes.
That's super good.
Super good.
Yeah. And you make that drive, right?
Yes.
Because?
It's worth it.
Okay.
It satisfies my craving.
And that's why people ask me a lot of times, hey, why don't you franchise? Why don't you do this? Well, I'm like, because I believe if they want to get tattooed here, they'll drive right. In the traffic 3-4 hours.
And they do.
Make the
and
day.
They do. And they do.
They'll make the day of it.
And they do.
It's an event. And that's what I like. It's like in and out. Same thing.
What a tattoo is all about.
Yeah, you'll sit there and you'll sit there. Even
you'll
though
sit
it's
there.
Like, damn, I can get this
bird. There's a lineup and they have the waiting time and everything.
Yep. That's exactly how I feel.
They'll wait the 2 months. They'll wait the 5 days. They'll wait the 5 hours.
Maybe I should ask somebody. Maybe I should ask Gary Vee. Should I franchise? That I don't. I honestly do not want a franchise. I don't.
Wait,
so what's the point of taking over two more other shops? Just to have other locations?
Franchise as an open
No, it's a water bottle. You only can.
Local
shops?
Local shops.
Like other OC tattoo shops?
Other OC tattoo? Didn't Bad Influence do that? They had one and they opened one in Fullerton?
Yeah, they dumped.
Yeah, they dumped. They took a... They crashed.
And now it's a new shop.
It's now Shea Baby.
Use your stool.
Yeah, would that work?
How did he go under though? Like,
because
they were such a popular shop. I mean, not as popular.
Everybody always prefers like one to the other, dude.
I don't know. Like, I sponsored it too. I don't know.
No matter, it was a prime location, the heart of Fullerton, downtown Fullerton. A lot of bars and like 10 shops in that area.
I don't know.
I don't know. I really don't know how that's gonna work out.
People like one more than the other, dude. And that's why.
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a lot of competition in the area. Mm. Fullerton, I mean, Tim Hendricks shops there.
Yeah.
You have a lot of, like, heavy hitters out there. I mean...
Just really famous.
Famous.
Yeah.
All Hallows is out there. There's a bunch of... There's, like, 10 shops on that street.
Well, just put it this way. I have Element, and I have OC. And I'm trying to be at both places at one time. One second.
You are. You have cameras, and you have...
Yeah, but I'm not there
you
working.
Have a phone.
I'm not there working. No, it's not
like
the same.
Actual tattooing working or
yeah, both.
Or answering the phones.
Yeah, answering, doing stuff, keeping busy.
Keeping busy. Teaching us.
Yeah, right.
Because every time you come to the shop, it's a treat. Let me tell you,
it's a treat.
You tell us about single needle, well, how to run coils.
I say every time he comes and tattoos,
it's a treat.
Yeah.
I think it's a treat too. We talk tattooing. We talk
just
about machines.
General, yeah.
We talk about tattooing and we talk about machines. And more tattooing.
And beer.
And beer,
yeah.
And tattooing and machines. Which is awesome. I mean, that's what I, when I go home, that's all I think about.
Beer?
Tattooing.
That's all I think about. God.
Dude. All right. Well, I'm going to kill this podcast.
All right.
Yeah, it was a pleasure, James.
So if they wanted to follow you, James, what should they follow you at?
James Foltz, Foltz. James Foltz, just my name.
At James Foltz.
Instagram, that's all I got, Instagram.
Really, you're not Facebook?
Nope.
No Facebook for me either. That's
why?
All. I don't know.
I used to have it, but yeah, back when I did have it, it got too distracting.
Exactly.
But that was also when I was going to like college and
I'd argue over sports. With I don't my know. Friends, yeah. And I
thought Instagram was enough, dude.
Instagram's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially right now.
Especially
you know,
for tattooers. We're tattooers. Instagram's like, the best way to network yourself.
I don't like, into, I don't hear shit about Facebook. Like
ever. I would say 80% of my clientele is from Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause it's just pictures.
Pictures, yeah.
Yeah.
People follow and they, hey, what up? I'm gonna get something done. For sure, send me a deposit.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah.
Back in the days, you couldn't post your pictures on anything. So millions of people see that. Depends how many followers you have.
People like pictures, man.
And then Boo and Patch, they have like business accounts. And
yeah,
they
yeah.
have people helping them out with their. That's crazy.
It's like is it helping them?
Yeah, I heard Tinder helps too.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
oh,
people post
like,
that they're.
Oh, that's.
Yeah, I know a couple artists that Tinder. Yeah, they post their tattoo. They're like, "Yo, I want to get a tattoo. I don't want a date. I want a tattoo.
What the? Fuck?
Maybe after.
That's funny.
But
dude.
No, we keep it professional here. Don't see tattoo. Coming from you live
OC,
Sunday
OC
night.
Tinder page.
Sunday night.
Maybe we should hook up a
Tinder. We should make a Tinder account with all our profiles. But I'm not gonna. I'm definitely not putting my picture. I'm not putting my picture. I'm going to put a handsome man on that. A little bit taller than me, too. Somebody that can probably drive better than me because anything that drives like an old lady.
No, I know you do. I drive like an old lady.
Knows I drive like an old lady. Maybe I do.
Maybe I do. Maybe I do.
No, you do.
I do. That's without coffee, though. So.
No, you do.
Okay. I guess
I don't know, man. I've driven with worse old ladies. You drive better than some old ladies.
But you categorize them in the old
lady. In the old lady category.
I take that as a compliment. I don't know how
you're
to
like,
take that.
Like
I don't know how to take that, James.
The best old lady driver I've ever met, dude.
Yeah, why you drive like an old lady?
Because safety first.
I don't even think this guy drives
for,
like an old lady.
For
you don't,
who?
How do you think I drive?
I think he drives pretty fucking fast.
Like a
dude.
Thug? Like a thug
yeah,
fast?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't know why I was driving slow that morning. Maybe I was on my phone.
Yeah.
Don't drive when you're on your phone.
He was trying
people.
To be safe for you, man.
Yeah, because I knew you were behind me, I think. I don't know. I was still guest spotting at the time.
You guys are crazy. I'm going to kill this podcast.
Let's kill
here.
It.
All right, we're out of here.
There's another one signing off.
Well, there's going to be more.